The following recording is from the previous cycle.
Today's daf is Gittin daf Yud Ches, and we are 8 lines from the bottom of daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Yesterday we began the sugya of Zman Begittin. The sugya really begins with a mishnah on daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara brings a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Itmar mipnei matik nu zman begitin. Why was it that the Chachamim made a takana that a get isha has to have a date? There has to be a date when the sofer wrote the get. And the Rashi explains bishloima, an ordinary shtar mamim. We understand why there needs to be a date, because there could be very significant chesham mishpat ramifications in terms of when exactly this transaction went into effect. But a get isha doesn't really have Choshen Mishpat ramifications. Rashi's Lashon was Shtara Lav Diguvainohu. That's not really what it's about. It's more about a husband and wife who are married, no longer being married. So the Gemara's question was, but Neimatik Nuzman Begitin. The Gemara brought a Machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. They each gave two very different pshatim. Why was the Chacham made this takana? Rabbi Yochanan said, Mishum Basa Choisai. We're concerned that a man may be married to his niece. His niece may be Mizana. Ordinarily, if a man's wife is Mizana, he's probably not going to try to bail her out. But in this case, because he's married to his niece, he's going to have Rachmanis on her. He may try to find a way to get her out of the Misa's Bezin that technically she is Chayiv. The way he'll do it is by giving her a get. There won't be a Zman on the get. She'll walk into Bezin with the get, saying that she was a Grusha, that she was divorced at the time, that Adam saw her be Mizana. Now, there's no way to prove that she's wrong, because she has the get. The get doesn't have his man. The assumption is that if she does that, she won't be killed. So, Shem Yechapo al Basa Choysoi said, Rav Yoichanan, the Chachamim made a takana that a get has to have his man. The Seif is not going to write a get without his man. As a result, the get will be dated. So, if the get was actually written after this nos, there's no way that she'll be able to use this get to get herself out of her chi of Mizana. Says Bezin. Reish Lakish said it has nothing to do with that. Reish Lakish said it's Mishum Peiros. Being that the halacha is that a married woman that brings Nechsa Malug into her marriage, the halacha is as long as she's married, the husband is Oichel Peiros Nechsa Milog. So it's important then to know, in the event that the husband gives his wife a get, exactly when this gerushin went into effect. Because as long as they're married, he's Eichel Peiros. Once he gives her a get, he's not Eichel Peiros anymore. So who's to stop a husband who divorces his wife without his man, and after the get, he's going to continue to Eichel Peiros. She's going to be Teveim to court. He's going to say, I don't know what you're talking about. I just divorced you yesterday. All the Peiros that I've been eating for the last few months was while we were still married. The reality is, he had given her a get. The problem is, she's going to have no way to prove it. They're going to run into a significant legal battle. As a result, said Reish Lakish, it's very simple. Make sure the get has his man. If the get has his man, we know exactly when the get went into effect. We know exactly when the Baal lost his chus peiris. That will avoid this issue. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's Shem Yechapa Basa Choysoi. According to Reish Lakish, it's Mishum Peiris. The Gemara asked Reish Lakish, my time will Rabbi Yochanan. Why did Reish Lakish don't work Rabbi Yochanan? So the Gemara said, very simple. Znus Leishchicha. Because the chash that maybe a man will be married to his niece, who's going to be Mizana as an Eishas Ish, it's a Milsa Leishchicha. The Chachamim make such takanas for a Milsa. And the truth is, Tosfos speaks out, it's a chiddush, because you do find in other areas in Halacha where the Chachamim did make takanas predicated on the chash that a married woman may be mezana. Tosfos Marim Mokim to that is Ksubas Daf Beis Amud Aleph. The first Mishnah Masechta is Ksubas. B'sulam Nesas L'Yom Ravi. Why? Because we're concerned that after Erisin, before Nesuin, she was Mizana Tachtov. He may find that a Pesach Pesuach, or she didn't have Dam B'sulim, and it's going to mean that really she's osur to him, because an eshes ish that's mezana tachas bailo is osur labailo. If he ends up living with her, he's living be'isr. But this is a chashash that's all predicated on the chashash that an eshes ish may be mezana. So Tosfos said a few terutz. And Tosfos' first terutz is that znus is shchiach, znus be'edim ubehasra. That's something that's le'shchiach. And the truth is, we know Chazal say that rubam begezel, miyutam ba'arayas, v'kulam ba'avak loshen hara. So it's a pretty sad commentary on the State of the Union, but that's what Chazal said, that most people are nichshal in gezel. A miut, a minority of people, are nichshol in arayis. Everyone is nichshol in avak lashon hara. So, on the one hand, the Gemara says znus lo shchicha, but then again, we know Chazal say miutam ba'arayis, which it could be would mean that at the very least it's shchiach. It's only a miut, but a miut is still something that shchiach. But either way, Tosfos says anochinami znus is shchiach, but znus be'edem ubahasra, that's not shchiach. The Shita Mekubet says brings a Rashba. This is a different teretz, that it could be znus is shchiach, but znus of a married woman is not shchiach, because now she's already afraid of her husband. And there's precedence to have such an idea in Hilchas Yichud, Baal Be'ir, a woman's allowed to be miyached with someone that's not her husband, because being that her husband is in the city, so she's afraid she's not going to come be mezana. So Ksubas, that Beis Aman Aleph is talking about an arusa. This is before Nisuah. We're afraid that at the Bia Rishayna, he's going to find that really she had been mezana previously. An arusa lives by herself. You don't have her husband watching over her. As a result, that's nus will be shchiach. But over here, shemichapa basachoyso, the concern is after nesuin. After nesuin, they're already znus leishchicha. So that's how the Shita Mekubetz answers the question. But either way, that's why Reish Lakish didn't learn Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, my time leyamak Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish said the chashash is mishum peiris. Why did Rabbi Yochanan learn mishum peiris? So the Gemara said very simple, because Rabbi Yochanan was of the opinion that the date on the get is irrelevant when it comes to determine when the husband loses his peiris, because the husband's going to get peiris even though he wrote the get, even though the Edi Chasima signed the get, up until the Mesira saget. So as long as there's Edi Mesira, and the Edi Mesira tell us when the get happened, you have nothing to worry about in terms of this issue of peiris. What did Reish Lakish hold? Reish Lakish obviously was of the opinion that the husband loses his schus peiris, not mishas mesira saget, a chiddush, either mishas ksiva saget or mishas ksima saget. But either way, according to this, it comes out, and all the Rishonim and Achronim speak this out, that there's really a machloikis, betoich machloikis, within this original machloikis Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Meaning the ikur machloikis is mipnei matik nuzman begitin, but from there we have a derivative machloikis. Why, from when does the husband who divorces his wife lose the peiris? According to Rabbi Reish Lakish, it's either from the Shas Ksivas Aget or from the Shas Chasimas Aget. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's from the Shas Mesiras Aget. So that was the Ikur Machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, regarding Neimat Tiknus Man Begetin. In our Mishnah, however, we had another halacha. The halacha was where the get had a Zman. However, it was what's called a Zman Mukdan, meaning the get was written on one day and it was signed on another day. So there's a Zman, and the Sefer wrote the right date when he sat down to write the get. The problem is the date that the Sefer wrote the get is not the day that the Edei Chasima signed the get. Is that a kosher get or is that a pasul get? Machlokes Rav Shimon and the Chachamim in the Mishnah. The Chachamim say pasul. Rav Shimon said kosher. Rav Shimon said it's not going to be a problem. The Gemara explained the Machlokes Rav Shimon and Rabbanon, both according to Rabbi Yochanan and according to Reish Lakish. This was really yesterday's af. We'll just go through it really quickly. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara said the bir and the machlokes is that the Tana Kama, the Chachamim and the Mishnah that say that a shtar muktam is pasul, holds that the reason the Chachamim made the takana of zman begitin is shem yichapa basachoisoi. And just like there's a chshash of shem yichapa basachoisoi when the get has no zman at all, you have the same exact chshash where the get has a zman, albeit a zman muktam. Reb Shimon in the Mishnah held like Reish Lakish that the reason the Chachamim were misakin zman begitin is mishum peiros, but Reb Shimon also held that the Baal loses his peiros mishas ksiva. So as long as you know the date that the get was written, even if it wasn't signed until later, that's irrelevant as it relates to this shaila of when the husband's supposed to lose his peiros, because the husband anyways loses his peiros not when the Edom sign, when the get is written. And you have the date when the get was written. That's the date that's written in the shtar. In other words, Rabbi Yochanan's going to explain the machlokes Reb Shimon and the Chachamim, ha gufa mipnei matik. And that was what the Gemara said. Reb Yochanan has to acknowledge that at the very least there is a Reb Shimon that holds that the Chacham were Mesakin, Zman Begitin, Mishum Peiris. However, that's Reb Shimon. We don't paskin like Reb Shimon. Reb Yochanan, when he said it's because of Shem Yechapa Basachoyse, he only meant it according to the Tanakam, according to the Chacham in our Mishnah. That was the way Reb Yochanan explained the Machlokes. According to Reish Lakish, everybody holds Mishum Peiris. What's the Machlokes? Whether Ishtar Muktim is kosher or apostle? The Chachamim that say Ishtar Muktim is apostle, it's because they hold that the Baal loses his peiros mishas chasimos aget. So you have to know when the chasima was. If the get was written on one day and it was signed on another day, it's going to be misleading. They may turn into an issue with regards to peiros. Reb Shimon holds that the husband loses his peiros mishas ksivas aget. So as long as you have the date of when the ksiva was, even though the Edom signed on a different day and the get is a little misleading in terms of when it was the Edom signed, because it looks like they signed on the date that it was written, but really it was muktam. Really they didn't sign on that day. But it doesn't matter, because the whole point of Zman is Mishum Peiris, and as long as you know when the get was written, that's the Zman that we need. What if a get had a Zman? Zman, but it didn't have the exact date. It said either it had the right Shemitah, it was in this Shemitah cycle, or Shana, it had the year, Chodesh, it had the month, Shabbos, it had the week. Mai, is that a good get, or is that not a good get? So amazingly, Amar Leih, the Gemara says kosher. Freit the Gemara, kosher, Maya Ilu Chachamim B'takanosam. We just went through a whole long intro in terms of why it was the Chachamim were Mesakin Zman Begitin. How exactly are you going to accomplish anything if this is going to be kosher? So the Gemara again surprisingly says, Ahanu l'shvu d'kameh, l'shvu d'basre. At the very least, it's going to work a little bit. So if you know this Shemitah, so you won't run into problems. If Edom come and they say, for example, that the Bas HaChosev was Mazan in a previous Shemitah, so you're not going to have to worry about that. The Gemara says, I'll prove to you that you have to rely on such a Svara, because if not, everyone agrees that if you have the day, you don't have to write the hour, you don't have to write the minute, you don't have to write the second, you can have problems within that day itself. The Teretz is, it helps, it at least eliminates a chash for something that may have happened the previous day or the day after. It's halchanami, ahani, l'shvur de kamei, l'shvur de basrei. Omalei ravina l'rova. Kosvei va'oisvei bekisei. So the Gemara asks the question that we were all bothered with yesterday, and that is that what would be if somebody, a man, wrote a get, va'oisvei bekisei, and then afterwards he put it in his pocket, de'ima faisa tefayas. Because he's not sure that, you know, maybe he will give the get, maybe he won't give the get. He's a little bit on the fence. He hasn't made his decision yet. But in the meantime, he wants to have it ready. So he pays a sofer, they write the get, they date it, they dechsim a sign on the date that the get was written. Everything is kosher, mahajrin, mahajrin. The only thing is, he didn't give the get over right away. Nobody says you have to give the get the day that the get is written. But the Gemara's kash is, my, and you have to add the words, so he didn't accomplish anything, and the kash is bein l'Rab Yochanan, bein l'Reish Shlokish. How could you tell me that just dating the get, so that you know the day that it was written, and maybe even the day that it was signed, is going to prevent issues? You still could have a chash. Let's just keep it according to Rab Yochanan. It's much simpler. What's going to happen if this woman is Mizana? So you're going to have a get that's going to have a date, but being that the get wasn't handed over at the same time, you could always make arguments. It's a good kasha, and if you make the cheshbin, you're going to find leaks in the system. However, the Gemara says it's never going to happen, because people do not write gittin unless they're 100% sure that they want to divorce their wives. Okay, so that's very nice if a person is being conscientious about it. But what about gittin abo and dina sayam, for example? Let's say get that came from dina sayam, the michtiv ibn nisan, vlaymatu atishrei. It can take a long time sometimes to get from medina sayam to Eretz Yisrael. Over there, there's going to be a very long time in between the Sivas again, and the mysterious again. Again, Ma'ilu Ilu Chachamim B'takonosom. Amalei, so the Gemara says, he told him, Hani Kol Yisrael. They have a coil. So you're never going to be able to play games with such a get, because people are going to know that there was a long gap between the Ksiva and the Mesira. They're going to look into it. So any chash that you may have had, whether it's Shem Yichapa Basa Chosay, or whether it's Peres issues, will easily be resolved. So the Gemara is going to digress now a little bit. We'll go now to the bottom of the oven, then we'll speak out some raid on the sugi of Zman. Itma. Name is Amayim Leget. From when do we start counting for a get? So Rashi says that we're talking about a completely unrelated halacha. We're discussing the halacha of Havchana. We know that a married woman that gets divorced, or if her husband dies, so she's Muteres L'shuk. She's allowed to marry anyone that she wants. However, she has to wait 3 months before she's allowed to marry somebody else. And the reason she has to wait 3 months is because there's a halacha of Havchana. Now, what's the makar to this halacha of Havchana? It's a sugya arucha. It's one of the themes that underpin many of the sugyas of Masechtas Yevamos. But it's in Perek HaChoyleitz Yevamos, Daf Membeis Amar Aleph. The Gemara over there says that Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Mishum Da Amar Kar, it's learned out from a passing in Parashas Lech Lecha. Hashem tells Avram, Liyos Lecha Leilokim Ulizaracha Acharecha. And we learn from there, that a person is only to get allowed to get married in a way where he's going to know for sure who his yichus is. If somebody would get married within 3 months after she was divorced or after she became an almana, and then she would have a child 6 months later, there would be a suffix who the father of this child is. Is the father of the child the man that she was previously married to, or is the father of the child this child? Meaning, as long as it's within 9 months from the first marriage, and it's within 6 or 7 months from the second marriage, it could technically be from either one. And being that this was pre-DNA testing, so you have no way of knowing exactly who the father of the child is, so the Chachamim made it, you can't have a child in that way. So therefore, you have to wait 3 months, like this. If By 3 months, you'll know whether she has a child from the Rishon who doesn't have a child from the Rishon. If she does, she won't get married again. And if she doesn't, then she'll be able to get married. But either way, you won't have an issue. And how do you know that you're not allowed to have a child in a way where there's going to be a suffix in terms of who the father of the child is? It's learned out from this pasuk. Liyos l'chol le'likim ulezarecha acharecha lahavchem ben zarech shel Rishon lezarech shel Sheni. It's interesting, on a side note, that the Gemara here in this sugya that Ben Beis Manalov says that really Chazal knew of two tricks of how to figure out exactly when it is that a woman became pregnant. Because we know Chazal always say that 3 months after a woman becomes pregnant, the Uber is already nicker. And Chachamim had a way of figuring out exactly what that day is. There were two ways. One way the Gemara says that they were able to check the dadim of the woman, and 3 months from when she became a Muberis, they were able to know whether she was a Muberis or not. The other way, Rashi says he heard from Tshuvas HaGoinim, they used to walk the woman on Ofer Tichayach, on very soft ground, if she was pregnant, so you would see a little bit of a more significant indentation in the ground that she was walking on. If she wasn't pregnant, then not. So either way, Psyoiseo Nikores Umamikos Yoiser Mishar Noshin Shahavlad Machpida. That's Rashi's Lashon. But either way, there was a way of figuring it out. But so the Gemara asks Akasha, why didn't they do it then? So the Gemara says the reason they didn't do it was Shalit Tiskan Al Bailo, because you don't want the woman to get married, and then 3 months after she's married, they're going to have to do this exam. It's not so nice, Labailo, so it's for that reason they didn't do it. But I'll tell you a Dover Nifla that I saw once from the Chassam Sofer and the Tshuva. The Chassam Sofer says that we're all familiar with the Gemara Masechtas Megillah after Gimel Amud Beis, where the Gemara says that Esther Hamalka was married to Achashverosh and to Mordechai at the same time. She was married to Mordechai, of course, Altikri Labas, Elo Labayis, but she was also married to Achashverosh. In fact, we know Daryovesh, who was the king of Persia, who rebuilt, gave the Yidden permission to build the second Beis HaMikdash, was the son of Esther and Achashverosh. We shouldn't speak this out in many places. Daryovesh was Esther and Achashverosh's son. They were married, they had a child, the child that they had was Daryovesh. But Tosfos in Masechtas Megillah, after you give him on the Beis, asks a gevaldige kasha. The Im Toimar, how in the world was Esther allowed to be married to two people at the same time? There was no havchana of 3 months between when she was with Achashverosh and when she was with Mordechai. Because she was with Achashverosh every single day, and she was with Mordechai at some point as well. So if she was with both of them at the same time, there's no way of knowing then when she has a child, who the father of the child is going to be. And Tosfos says a very famous three-word answer. She used to use a moich. That's a primitive form of birth control. She used a moich, and being that she used a moich, so she knew for sure who she was going to get pregnant from. The Machloikis, the Marsha, and the Tureyev, and the Shagasari, and we've spoken about this at length in years past, in the Daf. Who did she use the Moich with? Did she use the Moich with Achashverosh, or did she use the word with Mordechai? And it has to do with the whole history of Daryovesh, because if she used the Moich with Achashverosh, which is the Pashup shot, because with Mordechai, you're not allowed to use a Moich. You have problems. Sholosh Noshim Shamsh is a Moich. It's not so Pashup to use a Moich. It's going to come out then that Daryovesh would have been born very late, at the very end of the Purim story. That's the back of the envelope arithmetic, which would make Daryovesh about 4 years old when he became the king of Persia and gave the Yidden Rishus to build the Beis HaMikdash. The story would just, there's problems with that. But either way, that's a cheshbin that the Achreinim discuss. It's not my kasha, it's the Shagasari's kasha. But either way, the Marsha, the Shagasari, it's an Arichus Gedoyle in the Achreinim, who exactly was Meshamesh B'moich. But the Chasoy for the Tshuva, Toich Dvarov somewhere says, I have another problem. It always bothered me. Toich was Lashon. The Im Toimar. Why? Rashi says that Toisva says that Achashverosh was Boil Esther every single day. Faith Chassam Sofer for two things. Someone had a Toisva know that. And number two, was gate on Toisva that it was, and if it wasn't B'chol Yoim, as long as you didn't have a 3 month gap between the beer with Achashverosh and the beer with Mordechai, you're going to run into a problem of Avchana. So what does Toisva need with B'chol Yoim? Zok the Chassam Sofer, you know why? Because really the Chachamim had a way of knowing exactly when it was that a woman became pregnant. So every day they could have done a bedika on Esther, and the day that they found that she was a Muberis, you can go backwards 3 months, find out who she was nivel to, you'll know exactly who the father of the child was. Tais would not have had a kash of Avchana. Why don't we always do it? There's a cheshbon why we don't do it. Shleit Tiskan Al Baila. Okay, these were obviously extraordinary circumstances. So over here, we're going to rely on it. But either way, it wouldn't be a kasha. You wouldn't have to say Meshamashas B'moich. There'd be a way to figure it out. Zok Tich Tosfos. You know why that's not an Eitzah? Shari B'chol Yoyim Haisa Batzei Atzla. She was with Achashverosh every single day, which means that any day that she was also with Mordechai was on the same day that she was with Achashverosh. So what are you going to do? You're going to make a cheshbon 3 months later, you're going to find out, was it Mordechai Achashverosh? She was with both of them on the same day. If she was both of them on the same day, that trick's not going to work. So Zoktach Sam Sofer, based on the Gemara in Yevam, and based on the Aleph, that the Chachamim had some keen insight into figuring out exactly the day that a woman becomes a Muberes, it's Dafka because she was with Achashverosh, B'chol Yoyim, that Tosfos asks his famous Kasha in Megillah Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. But if it wasn't B'chol Yoyim, there would be a posh the teretz, the pasha teretz would be the eitzes that the Gemara mentions in Yevamis Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph. Either way, so what does that have to do with our sugya? I'm not sure, but if my beemis I might him leget. Oh, that's why. So if somebody gives his wife a get, so the question is, she has to wait 3 months before she's allowed to get married to somebody else. What happens if the get was written one day and then the nesinas get, the mesiras get, didn't happen until much later? So the shaila is, when do you start counting the 3 months? When does the meter start running? Is it from the ksivas get, maybe the chsimas get, or is it from the mesiras get? Itmar, zok the gemara, maybe somebody will get rabbah mibshas nesinas from the time the get is handed over. The shmula mar bishas ksiva, maska flor rab nosim bar hoishio v'shmul, from nosim bar shmul, yoy. People are going to say, "Shtei noshim bechotzer achas zuas sura v'zumuteres." According to Yishmuel from the Shas Ksiva, what if a man gives two of his wives a get on the same day? Now, why would a man do that? So Rashi says, maybe we're talking about somebody that was going out to war. He was going to Medina Sayam. He was concerned that maybe at some point she'll be in Agunas. He's giving all his wives getin on the same day. This is Prichem de Rabbeinu Gershom, and like this, they'll all get the get the same day. But no one says that the gittin were dated on the same day. No one says that the ksivas again all happened on the same day. And according to Shmuel, that havchana starts from the shas ksiva. So you could have two women get a get the same day. For one person, the havchana is going to start from one day. For another person, the havchana is going to start another day. And the Gemara's question is, yoimru, what are people going to say? Shtei noshim b'chatzer achas zu asura v'zu muteres. Meaning, we're not so concerned about the actual halachas, zolzayin. But it's more, there's a yoimru here. We don't want people to have problems with this. Amale Abaya. Abaya said people aren't going to have an issue with it. Why? Because they could always pull out their gittin and show them. At the end of the day, you have different zmanim. They have different zmanim. That's the very easy answer for why it's playing out this way. Tanya Kavasi the Rav, Tanya Kavasi the Shmuel. Tanya Kavasi the Rav, who said that the avchana for a grusha starts from when the mesiras again happened. Hashilech get leishtoi from a braiso. Somebody sends a shliach to give his wife a get. It took 3 months for the shliach to arrive. From when she receives the get, she has to wait another 3 months. That's halacha number one. Halacha number two, the get yashan ein chayshim. What's a get yashan? A get yashan is that a man writes a get. After he writes the get, he's miyache together with his wife. We're concerned that maybe he was boil his wife during that period, in which case the get would be a possible get. It's machlekes b'shar v'sul, the halacha of get yashan later masech this getin. So get yashan would be a problem. But the Gemara says, in this case, get yashan lechashina, meaning even though there was such a long time between the ksivas aged and the mesiras aged, maybe they were together, meaning maybe the get should regardless be possible because of get yashan, but being that he's a Medina Sayyam, she's an Eretz Yisrael, the get yashan in chashashin shavile in because they weren't together. But why is this Tanya Kavasi the Rav? Because you see that even though 3 months lapsed from when the get was written, the shlich was on the road for 3 months. When he gives it to her, you have to wait another 3 months because the 3 months are from the Nesina Saget, it's not from the Ksiva Saget. Tanya Kavasi the Shmuel, Mashish get the Ishtoi. Again, somebody made a shlish, he appointed someone to take care of his wife's get. But and he told him specifically, don't give it to her until 3 months. If 3 months pass from the ksivas aged, oh, then she can get married right away. Because you have the 3 months. You have the havchana. Get yashan in chayshishin sharei nesiachadim. And again, like Rav said, we're not worried about a get yashan because apparently they were in two different places. But either way, this is a Tanya Gavazi the Shmuel. Because the Braisa said clearly that if the shliach waited 3 months, once he gives it, she can get married right away because the 3 months start from the ksivas aged. They don't start from the mesiras aged. Rabbi Kahana, v'rav Papi, v'rav Ashi, avdi mishas ksiva, like Shmuel. Rav Papa, v'rav Hudabrid, Rav Yeshua, avdi mishas nesino, like Rav. V'hilchasa mishas ksiva, like Shmuel, which incidentally is a little bit of a chiddush because usually the halacha is like Rav when it comes to Yisuri. Whenever there's machlik, it's Rav and Shmuel. So the Yisuri, the halacha is like Rav. When it comes to Dini, Mominis, the halacha is like Shmuel. Here it's really a shaila of Isra Beheter, even though there are some monetary ramifications. But Gerishin is always considered a Yeridea, an Evan Ezer Digasugya. It's not a Chesh Mishpat halacha. Either way, the halacha here is going to be like Shmuel. Itmar. And incidentally, the reason we're jumping from this case to the other case is what they have in common is again a machloikis Rav and Shmuel, with Tanya Kavasi the Rav and Tanya Kavasi the Shmuel. That's the similarity between Sugya and Sugya. So, from what point would Shemitah be Meshamet Iksuva? So we know that one of the halachas of Shemitah is that if somebody has an outstanding loan, Shemitah comes, it writes off all the loans. So Reuven doesn't owe Shimon money anymore. In fact, it's usher for him to go and be Tedeya. It says, well, you guys, he's not allowed to take the money. There are some exceptions to the rule. One of the exceptions, incidentally, that's why Hillel was Masach in the Prusbel. You know where the Sugya Prusbel is? Masach is Gittin. It's coming up in the next few weeks. Oh, Sugya Prusbel is in Perakashi Leach, which is in about 2 weeks from now. But either way, there are some exceptions to the basic halacha of Shemitah being Meshamet Achayiv. One of them is a Maisa Bezdin. Anytime there was some sort of injunction by the court, when Bezdin decided that Reuven owes Shimon money, it's not a standard loan, it's something that Bezdin Paskin has to be. So then the halacha is that loan will survive Shemitah. That's the basic halacha. The shaila is, what about a ksuba? Is ksuba something that Shemitah is Meshamet, or it's not Meshamet? It's at first glance ksuba, whether it's the Raisa, which is Taisa Shita Ksuba Sapiranalas, or whether it's the Rabbana, which is the Ramam Shita throughout Yad Chazaka, which is also the Shita of Ruba, Rishayna Mishas. Either way, it's a Maisa Bezdin. It's something that Bezdin enforces. Not just that, there were Mekoymas, as we saw throughout Masechtas Ksuba, She'en Kais Ksuba. There were places they didn't even write the document. They never even wrote the contract. But still, the Ksuba was something that automatically took effect because it was a Maisa Bezdin. So based on the fact that it's a Maisa Bezdin, it falls into the realm of all Maisei Bezdin, that Shemitah is not Meshamet. However, Rav and Shmuel both agreed that there is a time where Shemitah would be Meshamet, even Iksuva. The Shaila is when. So Rav Amar Rav says, Mishatifka and Vetiska. If two things happen, then Iksuva becomes like an ordinary loan, and Shemitah would be Meshamet. Number one, Tifkoin. She would have to request partial payment to the Iksuva. So if she requests partial payment to the Iksuva, at that point it becomes like a regular Chayiv. But there's another criteria, and that is the Tiskoiv. Tiskoiv means Zakfun Benova, meaning they go to Bezdin, and Bezdin somehow transfers it, you have to know exactly how this works, from being a standard Ksuba into an ordinary loan. So two things happen. Number one, she got partial payment. And number two, whatever Zakfun Benova means, that process happened as well. But Shmuel Amar, Shmuel said, you don't need both. It's one or the other. Pugma, Afapichalei Zakfun. If she got partial payment for Ksuba, at that point, whatever's left over, the balance, Shemitah would be Meshamet. Or Zakfun, Afapichalei Pugma. Or even if she didn't get any payment, if there was zok from the milva, at that point Shemitah could be misham. Zok to Gemara, Tanya Gavasi the Rav, Tanya Gavasi the Shmuel, Tanya Gavasi the Rav. Maybe it's like Ksuba Mishametes. When can you be misham at Ksuba Mishetifgoim Vitiskoif? From when these two things happen, Pogma v'loy zokfa, zokfa v'loy pogma, ena Mishametes ad Shetifgoim Vitiskoif. So this is beforeish. You need two criteria: Pogma zokfa. This is Tanya Gavasi the Rav, Tanya Gavasi the Shmuel. Ena suknas upitoy. V'ksubas isha. So if somebody has an obligation of knas because he was men anes a besula, or standard knas, which is considered moitzi shemra, or pitoy, he was mefata a besula, v'ksubas isha, he has an obligation of ksubas isha, shezok from the milva, where Bezdin transferred this chi of knas into a milva, so the halacha is mishamtim. At that point, it's a regular loan, and a regular loan, Shemitah is mishamtim. Meaning, if what was outstanding was a knas, Shemitah would have no bearing on the knas. But if it was zok from the milva, then already Shemitah would be mishamit. Vimlav e mishamtim. Emesai niskaf from the milva. When is it considered niskaf from the milva? Mishasam other than when Bezdin decrees that it should turn into a loan, at that point it's zok from the milva. Now already it's subject to hilcha Shemitah. But either way, it's tanya gavazi de shmol, because the Braisa doesn't say anything about pogma. All it says is zok from the milva. And you see, that's enough for it to have the halacha that Shemitah will be Meshamet. All you see, incidentally, is Zakfun v'lei Pugma is enough for Shemitah to be Meshamet. What you don't see is that Pugma v'lei Zakfa would be enough as well. Ksuba kemaisa Bezdin Damya. So we just mentioned that Ksuba Shemitah is not Meshamet. Why? Because it's like a Maisa Bezdin. So we have another halacha regarding Ksuba being like a Maisa Bezdin, which is somewhat related to our Iker Sugya of Zman Begitin. So why? What way is Ksuba like a Maisa Bezdin? Ma Maisa Bezdin nichtovim b'yom v'nichtovim v'layla. Just like Maisa Bezdin, they can write the Psakdin on one day, and sign it on the next day. Af ksuba nechteves b'yoyim v'nechtemes b'alayla. So too, ksuba, it's the same thing. You could write it on one day, you could sign it on the next day. Rashi says the reason you could do this is ordinarily this would be what we know as a shtar muktim. But over here we're not concerned with shtar muktim, because shtar muktim is only when the shtar itself is what's causing the chiyuv. But Rashi's lashon is chiyuve mishum psakdinu. The chiyuv is because of the psakdin. So the fact that the shtar was written on one day and signed on another day, that's something that's of irrelevance. Says the Gemara, ksubase dirab chiyuv barav ichtiv b'yoyim v'ichtem b'layla. When Rav Chiya barav got married, so his ksuba was written during the day and it was signed at night. Says the Gemara, Habi Rav Has Rav, who was Rav Chiya Barav's father, was there. He didn't say anything. Freak the Gemara, Leimuk Yishmul Svirle. Is it because he holds like Shmuel? Shmuel was the one that said that a ksuba is like a Maize Bezden, that you can write it during the day and you can sign it at night. Says the Gemara story, Maize Shahaya Kachaya with Rav Chiya Barav. Rav was there, Vloyamalabalimidi. And the Gemara asks, Pitmiya, Leimu Kishmul Svirle, the Mishenim Abadr. And if Rav holds like Shmuel, is it a Kasha? I mean, you see throughout Shas that Rav and Shmuel don't agree. Every now and again, the Gemara will say, Rav and Shmuel, the Amri Travayu. It's like newsworthy. So maybe that's the Gemara's kasha. Lema kishmul svirle. Doesn't mean that he holds like Shmuel. Incidentally, Rav Chiya Barav was a Talmud of Shmuel. You can look it up. He actually learned by Shmuel, so it would make sense that he followed Shmuel's halacha. But the point is, Rav was at the chasana, and Rav was in moicha. So afraid the Gemara kasha, is it because he holds like Shmuel? The Gemara says, I have no raya. So if you know the story, Asuka by Inyan Hava, what happened was it was a chasana that just went really late. It went into the night. The Tanya Omer, Rabbi Lozab, Rabbi Tzadik, Laishanu, the only time there's ever a chashash, there's ever a concern with a shtar muktim, where it's written during the day and signed at night, for example, is if they took a break. They just wrote during the day, let's break for lunch. They came back at night, and that's when they decided to sign it. If they were asuk b'isa inyan throughout the entire time, in that case, the halacha is going to be kosher. Reb Shimon, machshir. Amar Rava. Rava said, my time with Reb Shimon. What's pshat Reb Shimon? Again, Reb Shimon said that even though a get has to have a zman, but a get muktim, if the get was written on one day and was signed on the next day, it's going to be kosher. Freak the Gemara. My time with Reb Shimon. So we already spoke out time with Reb Shimon. But here the Gemara is going to speak it out. The Savar, because Reb Shimon holds, Kivin Shinosav in of Lagarsho, Shuvain Loy Peres. Reb Shimon holds, and when does the husband lose the Peres Nachsam Alog? When the get is written. As long as you know the date that the get was written, which you know in the case of our Mishnah, everything is going to be fine. Amrei Shlokish, Reish Lokish said, Lehichsha Reb Shimon El La'alte. That even Reb Shimon said that a get muktam is kosher, it's only if it was la'alter, meaning there was a very small amount of time between when the get was written and when the get was signed. Avu mikan ba'asara yoma, let's say 10 days lapse from when the time the get was written to the time it was signed. Right, then it's going to be possible. Why? For a zaitiga reason, not because of the ikar halach of zman begitin. But chashin Hashem apayas, we're concerned that what took so long? You see, people didn't just write gitin, they wrote gitin when they were absolutely ready to give the get. But we're concerned, Shem apayas, Rashi says, top line, is ishtoi b'toich kach, during this 10-day period, u'ba'aleh, and maybe he was ba'aleh, v'habi get yoshan, and it's a get yoshan. Rabbi Yechanan Amar, Rabbi Yechanan said, I feel mikan v'adazor yomen. No, even mikan v'adazor yomen, according to Rabbi Shimon, it's going to be fine. Ah, you're concerned that maybe there's a get yoshan issue, maybe it was Baalah. And he said, the pious, if this was a get yoshan situation, Kol Yisrael will say, people would know. Rashi says, people talk, and therefore, you don't have to be worried about that. Itmar, Amar v'adazor, kis v'gedle ishti. If somebody tells 10 people, write a get for my wife. Amar Rabbi Yechanan said, shnayim yishom eidim. So obviously he wants all 10 people to be involved. Now he doesn't want them to actually write it. So what he probably wants is for the people to sign it. So does he need all 10 people to be Eidim? So Rabbi Yechanan said, yeah, all 10 need a sign, but not for the same reason. Two of them are going to be Eidei Chasima. The other 8 will have to sign their signatures B'toiras Kiyum HaTanai. Because it's as if this person made a Tanai that I only want to get to be kosher in the event that everybody signs. But if not everybody signs, then I don't want to be kosher. Reish Lakish HaMakul Mishum Eidim. No, the other 8 aren't just signing B'toiras Kiyum HaTanai. They're all 10 full-fledged Eidim. Says the Gemara, Heichi Dami. What exactly was the case? When this man said, Kisfu get lishi, did he use the word kulchem? That's a magic word. Did he say kulchem, I want all of you? If he didn't, then this is a moot point. Because tonight we learned in the Mishnah, Amal asara kisfu get lishti, echad koisei v'shnayim chosmen. The other 7 don't have to do anything. Elo, it must be the amar luhu kulchem. That Mishnah is talking about where he didn't say kulchem. But if you said kulchem, then the halacha changes. So obviously we're talking about kulchem. Okay, period. Says the Gemara, my benai, what is the nafkimina between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish, whether all 10 are signing b'teiras edim, or they're only signing b'teiras kiyam atanai? Ika benai, says the Gemara, a very straightforward Gemara, the chasim b'tribe benai, The idach mikama, that's already yavim. What if two of them signed bay bayoyim, the day the get was written, and the other eight signed later, 5 days later? If the reason they're signing is just to be mekayim matanai kosher, there's no halacha that the kiyum matanai has to happen on the day that the get is written, and being all that they're doing really is being mekayim matanai. It's no different than any other tanai. You can be mekayim whenever you want. But however, according to Reish Lakish, that kulam yishon edim, they're regular edim. So the regular edim, there's a halacha, edim have to sign on that day, otherwise it's a shtar muktim. And even according to Reb Shimon, maybe the next day. But mikan v'asar yom, everybody holds his puzzle. So therefore the halacha is going to be puzzle. Inami, another nafkimidik, you're going to shenim, so echmi am karav apostle. What if one of those people would turn out to be a karav or apostle? If they're signing merely because of kiyum matanai, they're not really edi chasim or kosher. So it doesn't impact the kashrus again. However, according to the that says that they're edim, it's going to be pasul. Because there's a halach of nimtzo, echem eim, karav epasul, edusim etelos. You can have two edim. And one of them becomes pasul. I'm sorry, you can have 10 edim. If one of them becomes pasul, the whole edus is pasul. Ah, you'll tell me I have 9 kosher ones. Doesn't matter. That's the halach of nimtzo, echem eim, karav epasul. That's the nafgemina. If they're signing, but there's Adam, and one of them turns out to be Apostle, it knocks out the entire Adas. Otherwise, it's going to be fine. Clark the Gemara, the Bishom Adam Apostle. Ichasim betchilo, Karev Apostle. What happens if the Karev Apostle signed first? What if they were the first ones to sign? It says the Gemara, Amri lo Kashav, Amri lo Apostle. Amri lo Kashav, tonight. Who cares if they sign first or if they sign last? The end of the day, even if they're Apostle, they're merely being Mekayim to tonight. As long as you have two Kashav Adam signing at some point, that would make the get kosher. Amri la pasul, others said it's pasul, because asi lechlufe b'shtar z'amah, because we're concerned that people may confuse this with the regular shtar. You're going to see the two first edim that are signed on the shtar, they are psulim, people are going to think that apostles allowed to sign on the shtar, so therefore, even though mi'ikar adin, as long as the seventh and the eighth ones are kosher, that would really be fine, but it doesn't look good, so mi'dirabanon, we're going to say that it's going to be pasul.
So we're at the last leg of the sugya of Zman Begitin. So just a quick recap, and then we'll finish off the Gemara and speak out a little bit of Lumdus, because he can't really go by the sugya of Zman Begitin. This is a sugya that in yeshiva they spend about a month on without speaking out a little bit of a flavor of some of the Lumdus that is here in the sugya. So the Gemara was discussing the basic halacha that a get isha has to have a date on it. There has to be a Zman when the get was written and when the get was signed. It was Machlekes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, Mipnei Ma Tiknu Zman Begitin. Meaning, we understand that a regular shtar moment has to have Zman because there are significant Chesh and Mishpat ramifications. But a get Isha, which at first glance wouldn't seem to have any Chesh and Mishpat ramifications, so the Gemara asked, Mipnei Ma Tiknu Zman Begitin. So it was Machlekes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan said, Mishum Basachoyse, we're concerned that a man's going to be married to his niece. She may be Mezana Tachtov. Despite the fact that she was Mezana, he will have Rachmanis on her. He's going to want to bail her out. What he'll do is, he'll give her a get without his man, claim that she was divorced at the time that she was Mizan. To prevent that from happening, Chazal said, you have to date the get. If you have to date the get, when the Seifrim and the Edim sit down to write the get, they'll have to write the date that it was actually written. There'll be no way to be mechape al basa choyser. Shlokish said, it is because of a choyser mishpat issue, and it's mishum peiros. As long as a husband and wife are married, the husband's entitled to the peiros nechsem milug. As soon as they get divorced, he's no longer entitled to them. You would have to know when the gerishin took effect, so that you know from which point the husband is no longer entitled to peiros. That was one machlekes. The second machlekes was the halacha in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that just like you have to have a zman in a get, the zman has to be the right zman, meaning it can't be muktam. A sofer can't write a get on Sunday and have the edim sign it on Tuesday. It's going to be misleading, because you're going to think that the edim signed the get on the date that's written in the shtar, when in fact there was a few day lapse in between. So a shtar muktam is possible. That was the sheet of the Chachamim. Reb Shimon argues, Reb Shimon said that a shtar muktim is actually going to be kosher. What's the beer in the Machlokes, Reb Shimon and the Chachamim? So the Gemara said, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that says the reason the Chachamim Masakin's Man Begitin is Shem Yechap Al Basachoysoi, he's going to hold that that's only according to the Chachamim. Reb Shimon held that that's not the reason Chachamim Masakin's Man Begitin. Why were they Masakin's Man Begitin? Mishum Peiros. And Reb Shimon holds a Chiddush that at what point does the husband lose Peiros Nachsamalog? Mishas Ksivas Aget. Why? Like the Gemara explained, Kivin Shinosav Ein of Legarsha, Shuv Ein Loi Peiros. That was the Gemara in the bottom of Daf Yud Chesav Aleph. So as long as you know the date that the get was written, even if the Adam's signed on a different day, it doesn't matter, because it's not the chasima that causes the husband to lose the peiros, it's the ksivas haget that causes to lose the peiros. In other words, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the machlekes Rabbi Shimon and the Tanakama in the Mishnah is gufa, the machlekes Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. According to Rish Lakish, what was the beer in the machlekes? Machlekes is, at what point does the husband lose his peiros nachsim alok? According to the Tanakama, he loses his Peres nechsem milog mishas chasima. According to Rav Shimon, it's mishas chasima. Being that according to the Tanakam, it's mishas chasima, you have to make sure you know the date of the chasima. If the shtar was muktim, it was written one day, signed on another day, it's going to be misleading from a Peres perspective, and for that reason, it's going to be problematic. Third machloikis that we had, and that was the Gemara in the bottom of Yudches Amid Aleph to the top of Yudches Amid Beis, where the Gemara brought a machloikis Rav Yochanan Rish Lakish. When Rav Shimon said that a shtar muktim is kosher, is it only la'alter? There was a small amount of time that lapsed between the ksiva and the chasima, or what if a longer time passed? Would you have the same halach over there? Reb Shlokish said lehichshir Reb Shimon elu la'alter. Avam mikan batasar yomim. If the get was written on the first day of the month and it was signed on the 10th day of the month, that type of shtar muktim, even Reb Shimon's going to hold, is possible. Reb Yechanan argued. Reb Yechanan said afilu mikan va'adasar yomim. Even then, the halach is going to be kosher. And finally, the last, the fourth machlokes here in this sugya of Zman, which is also a machloikis Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Three big machloikis in between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish here in the sugya of Zman. But what was the fourth machloikis? If somebody told 10 people, kisvu get le'ishti. So obviously he doesn't want 10 people to write the get. You only need one person to write the get. The assumption is he wants one person to write it. The other 9 people should sign the get. The question is, does he want all 9 of them to be Eden? Or perhaps Shnayim Mishum Eden? And as Rabbi Yochanan said, "Vikula mishum tonight." The other ones are just going to sign to fulfill this tonight that he made. That I only want to divorce my wife. I only want this get to be effective in the event that everybody else signs. Meaning everybody has to sign. The question is: are they signing mishum tonight, or are they signing as actual edim? L'may nafkamina. The Gemara said two nafkaminas. Number one: do they have to sign that day, or could they sign later? If they're mishum edim, you have the halachas of muktim. If they're mishum tonight, who cares when they're fulfilled it tonight? Another nafkamina, if one of those other edim were karev apostle. Ordinarily, if you have 10 edim and one of them is nimtza karev apostle, edus and betelus. If they're edim, it's going to be a problem. But if they're mishum tanai, then you wouldn't have the halacha of nimtza echad mehem karev apostle. So with that backdrop, tells the Gemara story. Huda amalu la'asara, 4 lines from the bottom. There was someone who told 10 people, kisfu get le'ishti, write a get to my wife. Chasum betreimi and I will be amei. 2, Sefer wrote the get. 2 of those 10 people signed the get. The inuch and the other one signed it, but mikan badasar yavan. They did it 10 days later. Also, the Kamei Reb Shua ben Levi said it came to Reb Shua ben Levi. They asked Reb Shua ben Levi, so what's the halacha? Is this kosher or is it not? Amaleisa, he told him, kidaihu Reb Shimon lismach olav b'shasat chaka. Well known, Moshe Nagamara quoted always, unlike Ba'omer, but kidaihu Reb Shimon lismach olav b'shasat chaka. Meaning, the only way I could see being machshir this get is according to Reb Shimon in the Mishnah, who holds that there's no halach of shtar muktim when it comes to a get. Meaning, really, the edim should have all had to have signed b'yomei. However, there is a sheet that's Reb Shimon, and even though we don't paskin like Reb Shimon, but k'dai Reb Shimon, listen b'chal b'shas chakchak. Great, the Gemara, that why do you have to, how is Reb Shimon going to help you? V'amar Rish Lakish said, le'hichshir Reb Shimon elo la'alter. Avu mikan b'adasar yomim loy. Isn't that machlokes Rish Lakish and Reb Yochanan? Meaning, according to Rish Lakish, even Reb Shimon that was machshir shtar muktim again, isha was only machshir if it's la'alter. But mikan b'adasar yomim, he was never machshir. Says the Gemara, b'hik Reb Yochanan to you loy. Reb Shua ben Levi obviously held like Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan argued with Rish Lakish, and he held that when Rabbi Shimon was machshir a shtar muktim, he was machshir afilu mikan v'adasar yomim. So the Gemara asks, if he holds like Rabbi Yochanan, then why did he even have to get involved with Reb Shimon? Why couldn't he say that even though the halacha is not like Reb Shimon, the halacha is really like the chachamim, that a shtar muktim is pasul, but still here it should be kosher, because being that he said kisfu get le'ishti, and 2 of the edim signed b'yemei, the only issue was the other edim. Rabbi Yochanan himself said shnayim mishum edim v'kula mishum tanai, meaning there was a way to have made this work according to the chachamim as well. Says the Gemara, the reason he didn't say that is because b'ahi, Rish Lakish really regarding that machloikis of Omar kisfu get le'ishti, where there's a machloikis Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, where the kula mishum tanai, kula mishum edim, he held kula mishum edim, and therefore if you would hold like the chachamim that shtar muktim is possible, would be a problem. The only etzah he had to be machshir this get was if you hold like Reb Shimon. I Rish Lakish said Reb Shimon holds mikan v'adasar yamin doesn't work. By his sphere like Rabbi Yochanan, I the halacha is not like Reb Shimon. True, but kedai hu Reb Shimon lismach olav b'shas adchak. And this concludes the sugya of zman begitin. But just 2 ha'aris, 1
a lighter one, and the other one a little bit more intense. So we had over here the Gemara of Shema Yechapa al Basa Chosai. So I'll just tell you something interesting. The Gemara Masechtas Yevamos Daf Samach Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara says as follows: Ha'oyev Eshchenov, somebody that loves his neighbors. Va'makariv Eskroivov, and he's makariv his kroivin. Va'hanoise is Basa Chosai, and he marries his sister's daughter, his niece. Va'malva Selal Oni B'Shas Dochkoi Olavakos of Oimer Os Tikra Va'Hashem Yane. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing to do. So it's not a bidiyevit. It's actually very much the katchila. Obviously, it's not one of the arayas, but it's very much the katchila for a person to marry bas achoisoi. Now, it's interesting. Rashi says, why bas achoisoi and not bas ochiv? Bas achoisoi. So Rashi says, yeah, because people are closer to their sisters than they are to their brothers. And the whole idea is that if a person marries his niece, he's going to take good care of her. And that's why he gets such a wonderful schar. That svara applies more for achoisoi than it does for achiv, and that's why you have the halacha regarding bas achoisoi. Tosfos brings for Rabbeinu Tam a different reason. He says, because we know the rule, Chazal say, roiv banim doimin la'achiyoim, that if a person wants to know what his sons are going to look like, so he should be boidik, his wife's brothers, because they may have an impact on how his own sons are going to turn out. Not always, but roiv banim doimin la'achi ha'eim. Which means, obviously, that a person is somewhat similar to his sister. That's why that's the way it's going to play out. So a person's going to marry this man's sister. His children are very likely are going to turn out like this is his brother. Because the woman that he's married is somewhat similar to her brother. So either way, says Rabbeinu Tam, it's for that reason that there was this netiya. And Chazal wanted a person to marry his sister's daughter, because his sister's daughter is banim. It's included in the banim that adoyim l'achiyoyim, which means that him and his niece have a similar mazel. That's Tosfos Lashon, and therefore you want that type of marriage to happen. It's a good marriage, and for that reason, Chazal said bas achoisei, bas och. If you don't have the svara of banim doyim l'achiyoyim, by bas achoisei you have the svara. So this is a chiddush for two reasons. Number one, you see that roiv banim doyim l'achiyoyim is a svara in mazel. It's not just personality, tchunas hanefesh, etc. You see, it's related somehow. Tosfos Lashon is lefisha he bas mazoloi. Amrinon, roiv banim doyim l'achiyoyim. Number one. Number two, even though Chazal's lashon is banim, here you see Tais is applying it to banis as well. So you think it always in terms of your boys. That's Chazal's lashon always banim. But you see, it's lav dafka banim. It's something that would apply to banis as well. But it's just kedai to mention that the Noda Yehuda in his famous tshuva in Evan Ezer Tinyana Simin Ayin Tes, with the Noda Yehuda writes a very famous tshuva about the tzava of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. And Kiyodua, he spoke very strongly against the tzava. And his raya against the tzavas were that a lot of things that Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid wrote are keneged gemaras. And being that they're keneged gemaras, that Rabbi Yehuda's lashon is, it doesn't matter who, Eliyahu HaNavi can't paskin keneged gemaras. So he's not questioning the greatness of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. But he says the bottom line is, you cannot tell people to do things that are keneged divrei Chazal. What are his rayas that Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid said things connected with Chazal? So one of his rayas are this Gemara right here. I'll just read to you this excerpt. Ukiyotze b'zeh anu moitzim l'Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid b'tzava shaloi dvarim shekimat osur lanu l'shaimam. He wrote things that we can't even hear. Ki hu oimer, one of the things he writes in the tzava is shalayisa b'asachayisai. A person shouldn't marry his sister's daughter. Ubi'gemar yivam esamach beis amad beis amru shuhu mitzvah. You see, it's a mitzvah. So clearly, how could he tell you something is osur when Chazal made such a big deal about it? So what's the teretz? The teretz, Rabbi Yehuda famously said that when he wrote the tzava, he meant it for his own family. He saw Baruch HaKodesh, Sakana, different issues that maybe would come for his family members not observing the tzava. But as far as this being something that's incumbent upon of all of Klal Yisrael to observe, that's something that he certainly was not able to do. One more ha'ara. Tosfos on Daf Yudches Amud Aleph asks a gevaldige kasha. According to Rabbi Yochanan, and ordinarily when there's a machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish and Shas, cites for three places. It's Gemara at the beginning of Perek Achayilut and Masechtas Yevamos. The halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan. It's a freita, it's a kasha, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that halacha kemoisai. It comes out that the reason a get isha has to have his man is shema yechapa abas achayisai. We're concerned that the man's wife may be mezana tachtav. She'll be chayav misa. He's going to feel bad for it. He doesn't want her to die. So to bail her out, he's going to write a get and somehow save her when really she was supposed to be killed. To prevent that from happening, said Chazal, you have to write as man begets. Toisan daf yutches amin aleph dibura maskol hanu kala islu freik toisus v'im toimar umando amam mishum masachoisoi bizman hazeh lama koisun zman begetin. Why bizman hazeh? Do you have to write a get? Dafilu bizman hazeh mashma de boy zman kudetan gimel kudet psul. Toisus has a raya that bizman hazeh get isha has to have zman. But if the whole chashash is that somebody's going to try to prevent his wife from being killed, so that all made sense at the time that Bezdin gave Mises Bezdin. That was Bizman Abayis. But Bizman Azeh, where there's no Mises Bezdin anyways, so if there's no Mises Bezdin, the whole Siba for the Takana of Zman no longer exists. So if the underlying reason why the Chachamim made the Takana of Zman is no longer applicable, then L'chayra, the Takana of Zman shouldn't be applicable as well. That's Tosfos Kasha. And Tosfos says three terutzim. One teretz Tosfos says is Gzeira Shem Yechap Al Bnei Mamzer. He may not just be concerned that she's going to die. He also doesn't want that a child that she may have had through her znos should be deemed a mamzer. He's going to feel bad for her child. So even though there's no chashash misa, still there is a reason to be concerned that it may be mechapa. Inami says Tosfos geshmaki teretz. Meheri yibara beis hamikdash. Who says the Beis HaMikdash is always going to be charef? Meheri yibara beis hamikdash. At some point it's going to be rebuilt. Rabbi Yechem Ezaki made many, many takonis because of Meheri yibara beis hamikdash. So that it could be that Enochinami right now, Ba'asher Usham, is not an issue. But because Meheri yibara beis hamikdash says Tosfos, that's why the Chachamim kept the takona of Zman in place. I saw in the Sefer Teresh Shmuel, he brings from Moshe Feinstein in Dibros Moshe, where Moshe had a technical problem with this Tosfos. Meaning it sounds like that even though Bezman Azeh, there's no Beis HaMikdash, so there's no Misas Bezdin. However, Meheri Yibara Beis HaMikdash. So if somebody does an Aveira right now, for which is Chayv Misas Bezdin, when the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built, we're going to give him Misas Bezdin. So Rav Moshe says, what happened to Asra? There's certain technical issues. Asra Safek is a whole sugya in Shas. Could you give Asra Safek? How could you give a real Asra right now? You're warning the person that maybe the Beis HaMikdash will be, doesn't make sense. As I fake Rav Moshe finds this. Atar Shmuel has a nice nidin. He quotes Rav Kiveger. Some nice raid regarding the Asra element of an Aveira Sheyesh Ba Misas Bezdin at a time that there's no Beis HaMikdash. But I just wanted to shtel to one other Ha'ara. That is, Tiyadua, the Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchas Tshuva, the Rambam says that all the different Mechaprim that you find in the Torah, for example, someone that brings a carbon, or someone that does an Aveira, for which he gets Malkus, or even if he gets Misas Bezdin, says the Rambam, all these different Oinshim that the Torah prescribed for the respective Averas work on the condition that the person that did the Aveira did tshuva. But if the person that did the Aveira doesn't do tshuva, it doesn't matter. You can bring all the karbonos in the world, you can get Malkus, you can get Mises Bezdin, you're not going to get Kapora. Just read to you a little bit the Lashon HaRambam. It's Perik Aleph, Halacha Aleph, right in the beginning of Hilchas Tshuva. V'chein, this is the first day, Chodesh Elul. V'chein, Balei Chatois V'Hashomois, Be'esh Shem Mevi'in Karbonos Seyem, Al Shigigoson, Oy Al Zedoynon, Ein Meschaper Lehem Be'Karbonom, Ad Sheyasu Tshuva. V'chein kol mechuvim mises bezdin u'mechuyavim malkis ein meskapulam v'misoson obilikiyoson ad sheyasu tshuva v'yizvado v'chein achevel b'chaber b'chu. So the Rambam says that all the dvarim ha-mechaprim only work with tshuva. The Rambam has one exception to the rule. That's the soir ha-mishtaleach v'averis kalos. That's the only thing you can get kapara on without physically doing tshuva. Zok the Rambam in halacha gimel bezman hazeh she'en beis hamikdash kayim. Nowadays where there's no beis hamikdash ve'en lonu mizbeach kapara ein shom ela tshuva. Today we don't have all these other things. So what do you have? You have tshuva. And says the Rambam, ha-tshuva mechaperes ha-kol ha-averes. Afilu rosho kol yoma, vas-tshuva b'achreina, im maskiru li shum dova mirishoy. It absolutely positively works. It always bothered me. So it comes out that today it's actually easier to get kapara than it was. Bezman shabesa mikdash ha-yukayim. Bezman shabesa mikdash ha-yukayim. You had to bring karbonis, malkus, mises bezin, it cost money, etc. It wasn't so easy. On top of that, you had to do tshuva. Now, you do the same tshuva without everything else. You would think it should be just the opposite. We always, one of the things we cry about when we mourn the Beis HaMikdash is that once upon a time you got kapara. Today, it's easier to get kapara than it was. You had to have done the same tshuva then that you do now. And on top of that, you had to have some sort of yisurim. So my good friend Levi Chomsky showed me a beautiful Maror Makim. He showed me from the Mabit in Beis Elikim. In Shara Tshuva, he says something beautiful. He says it's true. It really comes out that it's easier to get kapara for doing an Aveira today than it was once upon a time. But he said it makes a lot of sense. He says once upon a time, when there was a Beis HaMikdash, there was Ashrois HaShchino, it was clear that there is Toi V'ra, and there's Schar V'Oynish, and that Hashem created and is maneges ha'olam. If a person did an avera, it was a terrible merida. You were rebelling in Hashem, and you deserved a really bad punishment. It wasn't enough to just do tshuva. You had to do tshuva, but you had to have some yisurin to be mamarik, to cleanse you from the avera that you did. Bizman hazeh, that we live in a world of hester panim. Bizman hazeh, where we live in a world where it's not so clear, it's not so evident that Hashem is b'ri maneges ha'olam. When a person does an avera, the ichus of the chet is not as terrible. It's not as chomer as it once was. So enochinami in cheshbon, it comes out, it's easier to get kapara now than it once was. But there's a reason for it. The reason is because the aveira is not as bad today as it was once upon a time. That's what the Beis Halakim says in the Mabit. So I was just thinking, just the ha'ara. Tosfos says clearly that if somebody would do an aveira now, bezman hazeh, where there's no Beis HaMikdash, for which, had there been a Beis HaMikdash, you'd be chayiv Mises Bezdin. When the Beis HaMikdash will be built, you'll be chayiv Mises Bezdin. According to the Beis HaLikim's cheshbin, yesh lo'oyer. Yesh l'daktek, that perhaps no. Because being that the Avera was done at a time when you didn't have that Hiskalas, you were living in a world of Hester Panim. Later the Beis HaMikdash is built, the Avera itself wasn't an Avera that's mechayiv that kind of oinus. Even though right now you can technically facilitate the punishment, maybe you in fact should not get that punishment. The one ha'ara that I had on that was the well-known Gemara in Masechta Shabbos in the first parak, where the Gemara said that Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha was once Karev Hito, he was mechayiv Shabbos b'shoygig, and v'kosav al pinkosoy v'kishe yibone beis hamikdash avichat hashmena. When beis hamikdash is going to be built, he's going to bring a kar mechatas. Cheretz akash on the mabit, because he did the aveira when there was no beis hamikdash. So why is he saying v'kishe yibone beis hamikdash avichat hashmena, to the extent that the aveira was done when there was no beis hamikdash? So it wasn't such a chomer the aveira. Maybe he's not chayv the kar. Now, thinking Rabbi Shmuel saw the beis hamikdash. Rabbi Shmuel was from the Chachmei Yavne. He was a kohen gadol. He was in the beis hamikdash, so he carried that with him through his life. His Avera was the same Chaymer Avera, even though punk didn't happen at a time where there was no Beis HaMikdash. That's Ara number one. Ara number two, and that's a little bit of a Lomdisha Ara, but we'll take a shot. And that is the tour in Hilchis Gittin, Simen Kuf Chav Zayin, says as follows. That Taloch is that a get Isha has to have his man. And if somebody writes a get without zman, it's a pasul get. Get has to have zman. But I'll read to you just one lashon ha'tor. Pa'amim adam nasi krevasoi v'tesanet tachta. The why the chachamim make this takana that a get isha should have zman? Because we're concerned that somebody may be married to a relative v'yirtza l'chapisola, and she's going to be mazana. He's going to feel bad for her. V'yitin lo get achar aznos. He's going to give her a get v'yichtoiv v'lo yichtoiv bayazman. And if he's not going to write this man, he toimak koyd mazus niskasharti. She's going to say that it all happened before she got divorced. Aval kima shetikno lichtev zman. Now the chachamim made a takon of zman. Im toimar kain. If she's going to walk into Bezdin with a get that has no zman, and she's going to say that I was divorced at the time that this happened, tzricha lahavi raya. The halacha is that she is going to have to bring a raya. In other words, she's going to be killed. In other words, the Torah is saying a chiddush la'alacha, that now that the chachamim made a takana that a get has to have a zman, in the event that a get is written without a zman, although the get is technically kashim deraisa, if a woman is mezana and she has a get with no zman, and she takes her get without his man, she walks into the bezin, and she says that I was divorced at the time that this all happened, says the tour, Daloch is tzricha lahavi raya. She has to prove that she was really divorced at that time. Otherwise, we're going to kill her. All the achreinim ask on the tour, I don't understand this halacha. I get it that they messed up. This get was supposed to have his man. But right now, a woman's walking into bezin with a get. She's clearly divorced. The question is, when did she get divorced? We don't know. We also know that she was mezana. So we have a suffix. Was she a grusha at the time that she was mezana? Or was she actually married at the time that she was mezana? Mi suffix, we're going to kill her? The Torah says, Im toy markein tzricha lahavi raya. And if she doesn't bring a raya, we're going to kill her. So ask all the nice kelim, the Beis Yosef and the Bach, and everybody's matmi on the Torah. I don't understand this Torah. Just because they wrote the get in the wrong way, bottom line is, we have a suffix whether she was a grusha at the time that she was mazana or not. And me suffix, you can't just kill somebody. Because suffix nefashos lahakol. Zokta avni meluim, simen kuf chav zayin, a beautiful parrot. V'ru'uyin hadvarim l'mishamram. He says that really, Tosfos asked the kasha in the beginning of the sugya. Rabbi Yechanan said that the reason the chamu mesakin zman begitin is shemi yechapa basachoyse. We're concerned that someone will be married to his niece, she's be mazana tachtov, he's going to feel bad for her, so to try to get her out of her mess, he's going to give her forget what had a zman, like this, she is going to be bailed out. Says Tosfos, it seems clear from the Gemara that if he would, in fact, give her this get, they wouldn't kill her. And that's why the Chachamim made a takana that a get has to have a zman, to prevent this all from happening. Because if she would walk into Bezin with a get, without a zman, they wouldn't kill her. Why wouldn't they kill her? Because it's Safik Nefashis. Safik Nefashis the Hakel. But Tais asks Akasha, what do you do when you have a Safik? You always go Basa Chazaka. So Tais Akasha is, this woman has a Cheskes Eishes Ish. What's her Cheskes Eishes Ish? She was for sure married at some point. We have a Safik now when she became divorced. So being that she's Cheskes Eishes Ish, Tais Akasha is, we should kill her. Zog Tais is two terutzen. One teretz Tais says is that it's true that she has a Cheskes Eishes Ish, that she was for sure once married, but Hari Grusha Lefaneinu, right now she's divorced. It's what we know in Yeshiva as a Chazaka Tahashta. She has a Chazaka right now that she's a Megureshes. And being that she has a Chazaka, not that she was a Megureshes, that Chazaka will counter the Cheskes Eishes Ish. Inami, another Teretz, Tosfos says, she has a Cheskes Kashrus. She has a Cheskes Kashrus that says she probably wasn't an Eishes Ish that was Mezana. And the two Svaris, Tosfos says, is the reason why we don't look at the Cheskes Eishes Ish. David Meruim brings from the Pnei Yeshua, that the Pnei Yeshua says that if you know a little bit about Chazakas and a little bit about Sveikas, some of the more complicated Sugis and Shas, you'll know that it's Poshit L'chol bardeya, that Tosfos doesn't mean to say two terutzim. Tosfos means to say one teretz. Because throughout Shas, it's mavur that Cheskes Eishes Ish would be better than Chazaka Dehashta. And Cheskes Eishes Ish would be better than Cheskes Kashas. What Tosfos meant to say was, it's two against one. On the one hand, you have a Cheskes Eishes Ish that says she was married when she was Mezana. The flip side, you have a Cheskes Kashas that says she wouldn't be Mezana, and there's a Chazaka Dehashta. Right now, she's for sure divorced. So it's two against one. It's because it's two against one. It's for that reason it's going to happen. Zok to Avni Meluim, this Tosfos all works before the Chachamim made a takana that a get has to have a zman. Meaning, why did the Chachamim make the takana? Mipnei matik nuzman begitin. Shem yichab al-bas ha-choysoi. Freik toisvish. Shem yichab al-bas ha-choysoi. Why don't you say cheskes eishesish? The teretz is, because you have a chazaka dahashi, you have a cheskes kashas that are countering the cheskes eishesish. But says the Avnei Meluim, now that the Chachamim were misakin zman begitin, there's one other wrinkle that you have to add into the equation. And that is, if you write a get without a zman, you're being over al divrei chachamim. You're doing something you're not allowed to do. Eidim that sign on that get are bad. They're not allowed to. They're being over an isser. There's a whole simon in Chesha Mishpat that Avni Meluim quotes. Chesha Mishpat, simon lama dalet, that talks about eidim that sign on a shtar, that alpi din you're not allowed to sign, that it causes problems. They can become psulei eidus, etc. It's something that they're not allowed to do. So says the Avni Meluim, how in the world were the eidim allowed to sign on this get? Now, they did. They were over in Avera. But they also have a Cheskes Kashrus. And their Cheskes Kashrus says that they probably signed on this get at the latest time possible. Because Cheskes Kashrus says that being that they were once Ksherim, they were probably Ksherim until the latest possible time. So although we know for sure right now that they're Psulim, but they probably remain Kosher as long as possible. Meaning the Cheskes Kashrus of the Edim also adds a little insight into what may have taken place over here. And their Cheskes Kashrus says they probably just signed on it today. If they signed on it today, it means she was married at the time that the Znus took place. So Zokta Avinuom, let's make the Cheshbon. The Tosfos Kasha was, you have a Cheskes Eishes Ish that says she was an Eishes Ish, she was Mezana. Says Tosfos, to counter the Cheskes Eishes Ish, I have two Chazokas. I have a Chazoka Dahashta, and I have the Cheskes Kashas of the woman. Bezokta Avni Meluim, now that Chum made it takana that you need as man beged, so now you have another issue. How are the Edom allowed to sign? The Teretz is they were over in Avera, but they have a Cheskes Kashas, they probably weren't over in Avera until recently. If they just did it right now, that would support the fact that she was Mezana Tachtov. The Cheskes Kashas of the Edom knock out the Cheskes Kashas of the Isha. What you're left with is a Cheskes Eishes Ish and a Chazaka Dahashto. Cheskes Eishes Ish is better than Chazaka Dahashto. That's Mavur throughout Shas. What you're left with is Tosfos Kasha that she should be killed misafik, and that's why the Torah Taka Paskin that she should be killed misafik. Before the Takon of Zman Begitin, you're right, you wouldn't be able to kill her misafik. Why? That was Tosfos Cheshben. Because she has a Chazaka Dahashto and a Cheskes Kashris that's Adif than the Cheskes Eishes Ish. But hide that the Chachamu Misakin Zman Begitin, now you have to reckon with the Cheskes Kashris of the Edim. The Cheskes Kashas of the Edom support the fact that she was Mezana when she was an Eishes Ish. It knocks out her Cheskes Kashas. You left with a Cheskes Eishes Ish and a Chazaka the Hashta. That's Mavur throughout Shas. Cheskes Eishes is enough. Tosfos clearly held that you can kill her based on a Cheskes Eishes Ish, and that's why the Torah paskins that she is going to be killed.